What is up, Z-Pack? It's your boy, Z-Dog MD. It is New Year's Eve 2018, just to be clear. Because some people are, you know, in this time funk. Anyway, speaking of funk, I'm sick as a dog. And so I did a little video on Facebook because I was inspired by my wife complaining that I was melodramatic when I was ill. And I was like, you're melodramatic. Then I realized I was. And probably the diagnosis is acute on chronic man flu. I don't actually have influenza. I probably just have a, you know, some rhinovirus, upper respiratory infection, not otherwise specified, but it was enough to cause, you know, malaise and lack of sleep and sneezes, sore throat, such that I was sighing loudly and complaining and, you know, generally refusing to get up. So is man flu a real thing? That's what I want to discuss in this video. The video's out on Facebook. It's also on YouTube. All our videos are available at zdogmd.com. I like those hauls with the honey in them so I can get the cavities and the placebo effect. All those are on zdogmd.com. And if you can do us a favor, as I preface this video, if you're on iTunes, review the podcast. Leave a review. It's an easy thing to do. You search for the incident report on your podcast app. When it comes up, you scroll down to reviews, click write a review, and just leave however many stars you think it's appropriate. And a little review, it helps us a lot. It actually bumps us up the charts in science and medicine. We got up to number 8 when we launched, and now we're at like number 40, and we've gotten up to number 20 over the weekend because a bunch of people left reviews. So it does help us a lot if you feel strongly enough about this to leave a review. We're going to do a lot more podcast action in 2019 with a NPR whisper voice with this microphone that I have. All right, anyways, without further ado, here's Of Mice and Man Flu. I love you guys. What is up, Z-Pack? It's your boy, Z-Dog MD. I am live and direct out of my office. Okay, it's New Year's Eve 2018. This year has been something else. Something else. We've done a lot on the platform that we're very proud of, interviewing Paul Offit and Janae Sharp about physician suicide and Blair Duddy about handling the curse of gifted children and all kinds of stuff. So we're really happy with having you as part of the movement for 2018. So first of all, I wanted to say thank you. Second of all, I'm just here to get sympathy, y'all. Because as a man suffering from acute man flu, I need support, right? Because I'm providing for my family, but I'm also so sick and so achy. Actually, so seriously, poor you with a man cold, says Kathleen Raposo. By the way, thanks to all the supporters who support the show, $4.99 a month. You get exclusive conversations. It's been really more therapeutic for me because I use you guys for kind of psychotherapy. Okay, back to me because this is all about me. New Year's Eve. 3 days ago, I started getting the sniffles and sneezing. And thing is, when I start sneezing a lot and it's in the winter, usually that means there's a man flu coming. I got my flu shot. I wasn't worried about influenza as much as I was just thinking I probably caught a cold. No one else was sick in the house. Actually, that's not true. One of the Z-pups had just a little, little snotty. That's it. Nothing more than just a little snotty. Within hours from sneezing, I start with the acute sort of like, sore throat, snot, sinus pressure, malaise. No fevers. I didn't initially have myalgias or anything like that. I don't think it's flu, right? But it's a cold. So I'm like, okay, whatever. I'll get over it. A lot of times the colds will just, they'll go away. But the thing is, I've been eating like shit. It's the holidays. I've just been off the rails, just sugar. And I like took one of my kids' bags of Skittles from Halloween the other day. And I was just like, oh, Skittles are so good, fam. I love Skittles. So I don't know if I was relatively immunocompromised because I was consuming the SAD or standard American diet. I suspect yes. As Melissa Ann says, I look like end-stage rock. Which came from another comment where someone said, Z-Dog MD looks like The Rock with full-blown AIDS. And I think you're right. But with man flu, it's even worse. So I'm on the standard American diet. I'm starting to have these symptoms. I try to go to bed that night, and that's how you know something's up, right? You can't sleep. So I was waking up like every 10 minutes. Like every time I would sleep, I'd wake up. And just dysphoric and just feeling terrible, snot and like can't breathe through the nose, so the tongue's all dry. It's like one of those like 102-year-olds that you admit with pneumonia where you look at their tongue and it's just cracked. It looks like the Gobi Desert. Like there's dunes of sand on your goddamn tongue. And it's just and dry and crappy. And I had a humidifier going because I live in the desert as it is, so we always sleep the humidifier. Mrs. Dog was actually working that night, so she wasn't even in the room. So I was just like thrashing willy-nilly. No one to get sympathy from, just me. Couldn't sleep. So the next day I feel like crap. And now remember, I live with nothing but women. So Mrs. Dog, the two young Z-pup daughters, a female cat, and a female rabbit. Estrogen, as the British say, everywhere. And all day I'm just like, sighing, like we were driving to go eat because we had no food. So I was just like, just really playing it up. But at the time, I didn't feel like I was playing it up. I was just like, well, I feel like crap, and I'm going to let these girls know that, you know, the man of the house is not feeling well. And they commented, like, looks like somebody has a severe case of man flu. They were very nice about it. What can we do for you, Daddy? Or, you know, what can I do for you? I have to work tonight. Can I get you? Can I make you some soup? Can I do something? I'm like, No, don't worry about it. It's just, you know, I'm just dying. It's cool. If I die, we have life insurance. So you'll get something that's, you know, tax-free because the way we structured it. So enjoy that money when I'm dead. Just remember me if you can. So, you know, really just kind of going. And then, you know, 3 days later, today is the first day when I'm not feeling abjectly like crap. I still feel crappy, but it's not terrible. Now, this is just a cold, just a rhinovirus or whatever. If it were actual flu, when I've actually gotten flu, which has been years and years because I get vaccinated, and also I wash hands and I don't eat crap all the time. I try to stay relatively immune, uncompromised. But when I do get it, it's like 2 weeks where I'm just done. So the question arises, is man flu a real thing? Because when Mrs. Dog gets sick or the kids get sick, it's like, I'm sick, I'm well. And they kind of power through it. And there's been a lot of talk in both popular press and a little bit in the scientific literature about, are there actual differences between the genders, between the sexes, I should say, and self-reporting of symptoms of upper respiratory infections, flu and other, and actual immune response. And so I said, okay, today's show, it's the last show of 2018, let's try to dig into it. So I did, and what I found was a bunch of garbage, just abject crap. There is no great literature on man flu. There's a lot of bad literature on man flu. And last year, it came to a head with the British Medical Journal, BMJ, doing a piece by Kyle Sue, who's a doc up in Newfoundland in Canada, which isn't really a place. I think they made it up. I'm not sure it's a real place. Hit me up, Newfoundlanders. Help me with this. Love Canada. I love our 51st state, but this article was a really tongue-in-cheek thing about, is man flu a real thing? And he went through the literature as it existed, which is fairly minimal. And what they found, what he found at least suggestions of, were that, particularly in mice models, which is why I call this of mice and man flu, there is a difference in terms of the effect of estrogen on immune response. So it turns out that women, at least in mice and in some studies in humans, there's a suggestion that women have more vigorous immune responses. Now, every woman out there who suffers from autoimmune disease will probably high-five you on this and say yes. But having an aggressive immune response, and this is particularly true to influenza, which was actually looked at in nasal mucosa, nasal epithelial cells, I think, in humans, one of the studies he cited, influenza A, more replication in the let me see what that exactly said, because I didn't buy it entirely. These are kind of very limited data, but the idea being that that influenza in particular was more aggressive in men. Now the question is, so it turns out there's some studies on a Hong Kong flu outbreak where men did do worse, so they're hospitalized more and just did worse than women. However, and many of you guys are thinking, well, if women have more aggressive immune responses, isn't it the immune response itself, the cytokines and the inflammatory response that cause the symptoms of flu and potentially the inflammatory response in the lungs that can set you up for secondary infections with bacteria like pneumonia, et cetera, sepsis, all the other things? Well, yes. And in the 1918 Spanish flu outbreak, was it 18 or 19? I never remember. I'm not much of a historian. Plus, I got man flu, guys. You have to cut me some slack. In that particular outbreak, more women died. And the thought was that they had a more aggressive inflammatory response. And it was young people dying of that flu because of that aggressive response. So in these pandemic situations, it may be that women might actually do worse. But again, the data is not fantastic. So the question is, if the immune response itself causes symptoms, then shouldn't women have more man flu than men? So shouldn't they be more symptomatic, et cetera? Or is it a difference in self-reporting? So women complain less because they are kind of suck it up and they're able to do better multitasking and so on and so forth, all the stereotypes. Or is it that men are just, they like to play the sick role. So they regress and they like women or whoever their partner is to take care of them. And so there was this one interesting response to the BMG. My kid's reading the BFG, the Big Friendly Giant by Roald Dahl. No, in the BMJ article, there was a letter response where they did a series with men and they kind of studied, they injected people with bacterial endotoxin to elicit the cytokine response of malaise and feeling like crap, basically flu symptoms. And what they found is both men and women suffered equally and complained equally, although men were more likely to display signs like sighing and kind of going, and that kind of thing. Particularly, the female caregivers were present. So it was kind of interesting. It's kind of like, in front of the female caregiver. So it hasn't really been teased out. All the data is terrible, but one thing they did notice is even though women and men had, responses to this bacterial endotoxin, men had less response to their innate norepinephrine response to being sick. So in other words, they might get more sick because the counter response to the inflammatory cascade is not as strong. And there's some inkling that women may have more of a cortisol response that actually attenuates the overall aggressive immune response that they have in terms of symptoms. So the bottom line is, and look at this, Don Housel, who's a supporter, says, this is taking a long time to justify your behavior with your man flu. just let me be sick, Don, and milk it, okay? Look, does that look well? It actually looks pretty good. I feel a lot better today. Men had less response to a low level of sympathy, says Heather Sourbutts. I know. So bottom line is there may be gender differences. There are gender differences in response to illness. There may be some cultural component of it. And they even speculated in this article, could it be an evolutionary thing where men were out hunting and stuff? So if they actually got an infectious illness, it was better to have those symptoms expanded so that they feel really crappy. So when they're off their game, they don't go out. They stay home and they're like, ah, and they don't get killed. But I don't know that's true. Now, here's the thing. Some of this is contextual. If I'm at home and I'm it's a holiday and I'm sick, I'm going to enjoy being sick. I'm going to play it up and be like, oh, I'm not going to do anything. I'm not taking the trash out. None of that. But when I was in the hospital every single day and I got sick, in the 10 years I was working at Stanford, I never once took a sick day. And it just so happened that when I got severely ill, it was usually like with a GI thing or something. Usually got better by the time I had to go to work or I was on vacation. Go figure. But I would go into work sick. Many people do this, and I would wear a mask and wash my hands and do all. It sucks, but you don't want to let your colleagues down because who's going to cover for you? You know, you're understaffed as it is. This is a cultural thing. We did a show on this. We got to change this, right? But like, you go in and you don't sit there going, I'm sick. You go, okay, yes, Mrs. Williams. Are you feeling well enough to go home today? You suck it the F up. So some of it is, I think, a contextual and a cultural thing, and some of it isn't. Now, what do I do for my man flu? I had a little of that. Didn't do shit. So I upgraded myself to the Advil, which gives me a little bellyache, but I took the full prescription strength, like three of these, 200, so 600. I took it twice. I felt better. It's all good. Still couldn't sleep. Last night was the second night. Zero sleep. It's impressive how disruptive your sleep gets when your nose is completely plugged, because you become, and it gives you sympathy for your patients who are in the hospital with the nasal cannula and not breathing that good as it is. And you see them with the O sign, right? And their tongues dried out, like I said in the beginning of this. And you know, it just gives you a lot of compassion for people suffering, particularly in the hospital, particularly older folks who have upper respiratory stuff like, or respiratory, lower respiratory stuff like pneumonia and all of that and flu. Let's read some comments. Adriana Moreno says, get better. See, that's what I'm looking for. It's just like, just love me, guys. That's the true man flu. I'm even overdressed for man flu right now, trying to get the sympathy. Akiko Abe, who is a supporter, says, Z-Dog, do you mean to tell me that being passive aggressive is one of the symptoms only men suffer when they have cold flu? Because my husband exhibited exactly the same symptoms. It's not even passive aggressive, man. It's like aggressively looking for sympathy. Like, I'm just driving and I'm just like, I mean, it's just a thing. And it's, none of this is premeditated. I think it is a, it's a true sex difference. Like something about testosterone. So one of the pieces I should mention on the science side, testosterone has been shown in some of these studies to down-modulate immune reaction. So it is mildly immunosuppressive, at least suggested to be in certain series. Now, again, I don't trust any of this data. It looks like these trials are bullshit. But it's reported, so I'm reporting it to you. But take it all with a grain of sodium chloride. Let's see where we're at in the comments here. Man, I'm excited about 2019. I am so excited. I'm excited because we have this tribe of supporters. We have the Z-Pack. We're going to build this Health 3.0 thing. I have big announcements coming in 2019. CME, CEU coming for supporters. A lot of cool stuff. Let's see. Where are we at? Anna Merriman, suck it up, buttercup. I cleaned, grocery shopped, and cooked. Seriously? I hear you, Anna. Listen, girl. I'm not saying I didn't do those things. I still went out to groceries, still, you know, did stuff. But I complained about it a lot. A lot. When I told my wife today, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm thinking of doing a live show on man flu. She's like, good. You should do that. Here's some articles I pulled. She already had articles pulled. It's like she was already looking this up based on my behavior over the past few days. So take it for what you will. Anyways, guys, it helps us a ton if you leave a comment, if you share this video with a little description like, hey, I disagree with this bald clown about the man flu, or man flu's sexist, or, you know, man flu isn't really a thing. Whatever. Share it with a comment, because it'll make you look like you know what you're talking about, because you do. And it helps us, because every share juices the Facebook algorithm so people get the message that man flu can kill. All joking aside, it's not too late to get your flu shot. Please do. People are dying this year, again, of flu. So do something about that. If you feel inclined, join our supporter tribe by clicking the Become a Supporter button. And I don't know, y'all. I love you. I love you. Have a safe, safe New Year's Eve. I'm going to be here with the Z-Pups doing our thing, just chillaxing. Last night we had Screen Free Sunday, and we watched at the end of Screen Free Sunday, it's our ritual now. This is the third Screen Free Sunday we've done in a row, and it's amazing. So no devices, no social media. If it's an emergency, we can, you know, respond to phone calls and things like that. and then we watch something on TV in the evening as a family. And we watch Blue Planet 2, the series on Netflix. We watch the version of called The Deep and another version about these whales and dolphins that like hang out together. And it was great, man. I highly recommend ditch social media for a day a week. Ditch your devices, hang out with your family or your friends or your damn self and be a human being. All right, 2019, 2018's over. We out. Be safe.